Welcome to WQXR's Arts File Online. It's Friday, January 22nd. I'm Carrie Nolan. Following last week's earthquake in Haiti, delivering aid has been a priority after rescuing survivors. In addition to texting a contribution to the Red Cross, if you had a night free this week, you might have spent it at a benefit concert. Everyone wants to help in a crisis, but is spending your money at a benefit the best way to contribute? Stacey Palmer, editor of the Chronicle of Philanthropy, is here with us. Good morning, Stacey.
Hello, happy to join you.
Let's get right into this. It costs money to mount a benefit concert. How do we know where our contribution actually goes?
That's the really big question, and it depends whether everyone's donated their services, which in cases like this, a lot of people may be doing. The musicians may do it. The hall might do it. So it's possible that a lot of the money does go to the charitable cause. But if everybody has to get paid any of their regular fees or half fees, then you have to question how much of your ticket is actually going to the cause and how much is going to pay for the concert.
Are these concerts really more about raising awareness going forward than raising money immediately?
Absolutely. And that's a very important thing because people need to be thinking about the fact that this recovery is going to take a very long time. This tragedy is so severe that it's going to take a lot in terms of charitable donations. So awareness is important now. I think it's also cathartic. After such a tragedy, people want to be together and find ways to start working together. And one of the things that I've noticed in all the reporting coming out of Haiti is that there are so many instances where people report that there are people singing, you know, as they're in the lines waiting for food. That makes them feel better, and I think it makes us feel better to join together.
Well, now there are a lot of benefit concerts out there for the earthquake victims, from New York City to Washington, and really fanning out all over the country. Concerts are being held to raise money. In fact, even on MTV, George Clooney is hosting a star-studded telethon tonight. Now, the benefit on TV may be a bit different, but tickets to these concerts can be pretty expensive. How do you figure out which organization will bring you, let's call it, the best bang for your charity buck?
I think you have to ask. There's no magic way to just know because everybody does this in a different way, and sometimes benefits can be really expensive. Groups that don't have experience doing a benefit are more likely to not know the tricks of doing it efficiently and effectively. So if you're going to a group that you know has a long track record of doing these things really well and passing on a lot of the money to the charity, that's a good sign. But just ask, because if the group can't tell you that, then that's not a reason to give, and you shouldn't be trusting your dollar if that's the reason you're going. If you're going completely to give the money, don't do it that way. And you can always make an online gift to a charity and go to the concert as well. You don't have to limit yourself.
I guess the overarching question then is, are these concerts the best way for people to contribute?
Probably not. And if you're solely interested in getting the most money to the charitable cause, it's best to give directly. And the reason I said go online is because that's the cheapest and fastest way for the charity to get your money. You can send in a check, but then they have to take care of the handling fee. So, you know, if you really care about the most effective way to get your dollars to the cause, then and just give directly and go to a concert with your friends and think about other things to do for Haitian relief.
Thanks so much for joining us today, Stacey.
Thank you.
Stacey Palmer is the editor of the Chronicle of Philanthropy. And that's today's Arts File Online from Classical 105.9 FM WQXR. I'm Carrie Nolan.